to Stu Peters. This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. I'm Paul Harrell filling in for Stu. So we all know what the big news is today. Yesterday, Donald Trump was indicted. Specifically, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has a novel legal theory, as the New York Times puts it, that Trump's payoffs to Stormy Daniels are actually a felony. Now, to be clear, having an affair is a sin, but it's not a crime, and neither is paying hush money to cover one up. But according to Bragg, paying hush money to Stormy Daniels was a felony because Trump was actually making an illegal campaign contribution to himself. Get it? Trump used his own money to try and avoid a scandal for himself, so actually, that was a political expense. And we don't need to explain it any further than that. Here's what you need to know top to bottom. This is political. The Manhattan DA has spent 2 years hunting for something to stick on Trump. They couldn't find any real crimes. They couldn't find any questionable crimes, so they just had to invent a crime from scratch and then charge Trump with that. This is hugely damaging to whatever is left of the American Republic. No U.S. president has ever been charged with a crime. When Gerald Ford pardoned Richard Nixon, one of the reasons he gave is that it's impossible for a U.S. president to receive a fair trial, and it would do nothing but divide a damaged country. Ford was right. Unless a president's crimes are absolutely flagrant and undeniable, prosecuting an elected leader is hugely dangerous. The premise of electoral politics is that we solve our disputes peacefully with voting. Throwing your enemies in jail on a pretext is what they do in third world dictatorships like Ukraine. And now, we do it in third world dictatorships like America. Why are they doing it? Well, for the same reasons they let mobs riot in every city in 2020. And for the same reason they rigged that year's election. It's all to get revenge for 2016. Trump upset their narrative and called out their lies, and ever since then, they've been obsessed with destroying him totally and utterly. To get that, they're willing to destroy everything about this country. They'll destroy our elections, our cities, our laws, and our Constitution. Now, according to reports so far, it sounds like Trump plans to peacefully surrender himself in New York. I don't think that's what 2016 Trump would have done. I think 2016 Trump would stay at Mar-a-Lago and say, go ahead, make my day. Put the onus on Ron DeSantis to have Florida police help arrest Trump. Now, so far, DeSantis has responded, releasing a statement. Yeah, here it is. Quote, the weaponization of the legal system to advance a political agenda turns the rule of law on its head. It's un-American. The Soros-backed Manhattan District Attorney has consistently bent the law to downgrade felonies and to excuse criminal misconduct, yet now he is stretching the law to target a political opponent. Florida will not assist in an extradition request given the questionable circumstances at issue with this Soros-backed Manhattan prosecutor and his political agenda, end quote. Okay, so here's the truth. DeSantis is deflecting here. He's saying that he will not assist in an extradition, but that's what always happens. Extraditions from one state to another don't require a governor's involvement. So DeSantis is just saying he'll do what he normally does. If DeSantis was actually going to do something about this, he would have to take action. If DeSantis is the kind of based leader he likes to pretend he is, he ought to protect Donald Trump. State troopers in Florida are under the personal command of the governor. So here's an idea. Invite Trump to the Florida governor's mansion and declare him to be under the state's protection from this illegal, politically motivated indictment from New York. Dare them to try and enforce it. This isn't even legally unprecedented, by the way. For more than 100 years, Supreme Court precedent said that state governors had the power to refuse to extradite prisoners to other states, and the federal government was powerless to step in. It's time to consider reviving that precedent, or else these radical prosecutors from New York and California will abuse their powers to arrest every single one of their political enemies. At a minimum, that's what Ron DeSantis needs to do if he even wants a prayer of sniffing the presidency. He can't simply condemn this circus. He has to stand up against it. He has to have skin in the game the way Trump has skin in the game. But we don't expect DeSantis to do that. We don't think Trump should surrender, though, either. There's nothing to be gained from treating this system like it has legitimacy. It doesn't. Trump would be better off, I don't know, ordering his plane to fly him to another country, announcing that he'll be happy to return to America when it's a democracy and not a dictatorship. Roger Stone is a longtime advisor to President Trump, and when news broke the other day, last night, of his indictment, we knew exactly who to call. Roger Stone joins the Stu Peters Show right now. Roger, thank you so much for coming back on.
Thank you so much for having me. I feel like I've already seen this movie, a completely weaponized justice system in an outrageous, politically motivated indictment by a Soros-funded prosecutor. It is an outrage, but all it really does is underline the determination, indeed the hysteria, to destroy Donald Trump, lest they have to face him in the polls in November of 2024. Democrats still have nightmares about election night 2016 because they had that in the bag. I mean, the New York Times told us 93% chance of Hillary's victory, except for the American people had a very different idea. And here we go with Donald Trump, yet another first, the first president impeached but not convicted twice, the first president whose home is raided by the FBI, the first president indicted by a grand jury, in this case, a politically motivated grand jury, the first president wiretapped by the FBI prior to his election, the first president banned on social media, and he will end up being the second president to serve a term, sit out a term, and come back and be elected to another term. The last guy to do that was a New Yorker, Grover Cleveland. But very few people, I think, can really understand how President Trump feels today. General Michael Flynn would be one. George Papadopoulos would be one. Paul Manafort would be one. I'm certainly one.
Exactly.
Here's what you need to understand. When you stand trial in one of these leftist-controlled cities, whether it's Washington, D.C. or New York City, your constitutional rights don't matter. The law doesn't matter. The facts don't matter. Due process doesn't matter. These leftist judges and their handpicked and stacked juries do whatever they want. You can have the finest lawyers in the country, although I didn't, and it won't make any difference whatsoever. Can you imagine what a jury pool will look like in Manhattan? There won't be any Republicans. There won't be any military veterans. There won't be any born-again Christians. How many of them will be trans? How many of them will be members of Antifa or supporters of Black Lives Matter? I guarantee you they'll all be Democrats, or the ones who are not Democrats, well, they'll be in the Green Party. That's what we're looking at here. I expect that if this moves forward, the president's going to be subjected to the same kind of Soviet-style show trial that they subjected me to in D.C. And here's the very worst part. They're already talking about the judge placing a gag on Donald Trump, prohibiting him from talking or truthing or tweeting or posting or even discussing any aspect of this case. Does that sound familiar to you? I was subjected to an unconstitutional gag. Show me where in the Constitution it says that if you are charged with a crime, you forfeit your First Amendment rights. It's an absurdity, but they are not beyond such a gag rule.
Well, and I mean, if that were the case, I would think that President Trump would have to defy that order. There's no way. I mean, that would be just incredible
let's be clear. If the judge places a gag order on Donald Trump, as the judge placed a gag order on me, and he violated it, the judge would have the authority to jail him immediately, even though he has not yet been convicted of any crime. It's an egregious tactic they use to destroy you in the court of public opinion. Now they can pound on you and you can't respond. That's why even up to today, I could be out to dinner with my family on a Sunday night, my children, my grandchildren, and some hopped up trans weirdo will come up to the table and start calling me a Russian traitor. Well, why? Well, because for 16 months, CNN and MSNBC and the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Wall Street Journal were allowed to question my patriotism, to say over and over again, Stone is a Russian spy. Stone worked with Russian intelligence. Stone was the WikiLeaks intermediary. When there was never such evidence ever produced against me. But remember, I couldn't respond to those charges in any public forum, lest the judge jail me immediately.
Wow. This is huge. Is this a communist? This feels like a communist takeover of the United States. It feels like it's either complete or we're in certainly the next phase of the takeover.
Well, I think it is important to understand that Alvin Bragg is just a very small appendage of the deep state. This is how low we've had to go. In other words, at least five previous federal prosecutors in the Southern District of New York, notoriously hostile to Donald Trump and to all Republicans or conservatives, examined these potential charges and took a pass because they thought that the case was too thin. In this case, Alvin Bragg, who is simply a Soros stooge, has taken what might have been a business records misdemeanor, and he has somehow twisted it into a felony, relying, it appears at least, on the testimony of Michael Cohen, the former Trump lawyer. Now, I have some experience with Mr. Cohen. Mr. Cohen testified before the House and the Senate under oath, claiming that in 2016, he overheard a conversation on the phone between myself and candidate Trump, in which I gave him a heads up about the WikiLeaks disclosures. There's several problems with this. One, I've passed three polygraph tests that prove that no conversation like that ever took place. The secretary who Cohen insists came into the room to tell Mr. Trump that I was on line one has no such memory. There is no telephone record that bolsters his account. And he changed his tune. First, he said this happened before the Democratic convention. Then he said it happened before the Republican convention. Those are months apart. I can tell you exactly when it happened. Never. That's when it happened. And in fact, recently, Cohen tweeted that with Julian Assange being extradited to the United States, now we can finally question him about his relationship with Roger Stone. I would welcome such a line of questioning, because I have no relationship and I had no collaboration with WikiLeaks. So Cohen is stone cold liar. And he's already said under oath in previous proceedings, both a civil case and in settling with the FEC, that these payments did not come from Donald Trump. Now he's completely done a somersault and say they did come from Donald Trump. Nothing this man can be believed. You can always tell when Michael Cohen is lying, because his lips are moving.
Yeah, I mean, it's total banana republic stuff. Can you speculate on the trial timeline? What's the lead time here? Is it possible this doesn't go to trial till after the 2024 election?
That is an extraordinarily interesting question. I think there are two questions. One, is Trump's legal defense going to be robust and bold enough to seek to recuse this judge? I think there's some grounds to do that, to seek challenge Alvin Bragg on ethical grounds, given his conduct of this case? Do they have the courage to do that? And then secondarily, let's remember that this is one of a succession of charges they have planned. So first you have New York, that has now come down. We still haven't seen the actual indictment. You have Fulton County, Georgia. This is another fugazi. This is a fraud. If you read the entire transcript of Trump's interview his phone call with Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, he does not tell him or instruct him to go find 1,780 votes, I think it is. That's completely out of context. What he says is more than that number of illegal votes have been inadvertently already counted, including 5,000 votes from convicted felons and so on. But believe me, Fannie Wells, who takes her direction from George Soros, she's the Fulton County prosecutor. She's up next. And then, of course, you have Jack Smith. Jack Smith is not Robert Mueller. Robert Mueller's investigation leaked like a sieve. That's why I got to read every Thursday for 6 months that I was going to be arrested the very next day until, of course, it finally happened. And 29 FBI agents showed up for breakfast at 6 o'clock in the morning, storming my home in full SWAT gear and all brandishing fully automatic M4 assault weapons, not really the best way to start your day. So this is a very different thing. Well, Jack Smith's motions are all sealed. We really don't know where he is in his investigation, but I think you can pretty much bet on a federal indictment of Trump. Maybe two, one perhaps in relation to January 6th, yet another fabrication, and perhaps one connected to his handling of presidential documents. Of course, Joe Biden, who made, I think, more egregious violations of law in that area, he won't be charged. But I cannot see, timing-wise, whether any of these actually get to trial before the election. Now, if that's true, none of them would be a legal prohibition of Trump running, only a conviction, on that one charge, a sedition charge, would, under the 14th Amendment, would even prevent him from being elected president, so or being a candidate for president. So it is entirely conceivable that Donald Trump could run for president while under federal indictment, but before coming to trial, where he can, where the government will fail to prove his guilt, because contrary to Nancy Pelosi's tweet this morning, he is not required to prove his innocence. The government is required to prove his guilt. And then, of course, as soon as he's elected, he could automatically pardon himself of the federal crimes. So, and I think that scenario is not that far-fetched.
Yeah, and then he needs to crush the deep state after that.
Well, look, this is the entire problem. On March 16th of this year, he essentially put out a statement in which he said that if he returns, that he will completely reorganize and reevaluate the government, that he will root out the deep state control of the intelligence services, the Justice Department, the executive branch. This is why they are hysterical. I mean, this has a historical precedent. After the CIA botched the Bay of Pigs invasion, John Kennedy said that he would smash the CIA into a million pieces and scatter it to the wind. Weeks later, he was brutally murdered in the streets of Dallas. In Richard Nixon's biography, we know that he was planning a complete reorganization of the federal government and planned to take power away from the national security apparatus and the intelligence agencies. He was then taken out in a silent coup. And now they clearly understand that based on his demand for a peace negotiation in the Ukraine, based on his insistence that the deep state be uprooted and that the entire government be reorganized and those who are deep staters be replaced with America First patriots, this is a line in the sand. This is why they will use this series of bogus indictments to try to undermine him. Here's the weird part. With each indictment, Trump only grows stronger. With each indictment, Trump only grows more formidable. With each indictment, Trump raises more money. This indictment here, I think, has essentially secured the Republican presidential nomination. I really hope Governor DeSantis will rethink a challenge to the man to whom he owes his governorship. And as far as the question of extradition, I have to slightly disagree with your opening. The governor was asked this a week ago. He bungled the question. He basically said, no, I'm not going to get involved. And then he recycled the charges against Trump in New York as if he was a talking head for the Democratic Party. Public reaction to that was so bad that the governor has now tried to recoup. But to say, well, I will do not assist in the extradition, since Trump has already announced through his lawyers that he will go to New York to be arraigned so he can proudly and in a loud voice say not guilty, this is a moot point. It's grandstanding by Ron DeSantis. By the way, my reading of the Constitution is a little different. I don't think he has the authority not to cooperate. I think it is pretty clear. So were he to try, it would be tested in the courts. It would lose. Trump has already made it clear that if this is the case, he intends to turn himself in, go down there. It will be a symbol for the country of how far we've hauled. It will merely galvanize his support. So I see this as an empty gesture by Governor DeSantis. And it's too little and it's too late. Why didn't he step up a week ago when he was first asked?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I mean, DeSantis has exposed himself as really just being a puppet for the Bushes, you know, Paul Ryan at Fox News. And he needs to rethink this move because it's political. It's going to end his political career if he tries to challenge Donald Trump, especially with what you just said. With each indictment, he gets stronger and stronger. He's become now a living political martyr, if you will. Roger Stone, it's always great to have your insight, and we really appreciate it. Thank you so much for being with us here on the Stu Peters Show.
Great to be here and to give my regards to Stu.
Absolutely, I will. Folks, the Stu Peters Show rolls on. Don't go anywhere. Back in just a moment.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax. Mass deception. America controlled by fear. Good news. There's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
Are you having a hard time losing weight? Do you think that your metabolism might be just weak or completely broken? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then you need to know about a 30-second morning habit that can put your metabolism into overdrive and help to trigger the fat loss of that stubborn fat that you can't get rid of, no matter how you diet and no matter how much you work out. Sculpt Nation, one of the fastest growing brands in the fitness industry, has launched a new and improved version of its best-selling thermogenic formula, Burn Evolved. Burn Evolved 2.0 has just hit the market, and it's now made with several research-backed and patented ingredients. Thousands of their customers are already raving about it. What's unique about Burn Evolve 2.0 is it works by activating certain receptors, which means that it helps your fat cells release that stubborn fat and use that fat for energy. It's a powerful mix of ingredients for anyone who wants to fire up their metabolism and keep their appetite under control while dieting and exercising. Simply take two capsules in the morning with a tall glass of water for a boost that will get you through most of the day with no crash and no jitters. Right now, my listeners can try Burn Evolve 2.0 for up to 50% off by visiting vshred.com/stew. It's a special limited time offer, and it's backed by a lifetime money back guarantee. It'll work for you, or they'll give you your money back, guaranteed. Just head over to vshred.com/stew. Again, vshred.com/stew.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
Protect yourself from the psychopath lizard things that want to take your kids and touch them and groom them and molest them and traffic them. The psychopaths who want you to inject yourself with a deadly bioweapon, and then they want to incapacitate you by taking all of your food away by the food supply shortage, and then come for your money and your guns. Protect your money with gold and silver from Goldco. The imminent great financial reset that resets the electronic banking system to zero, it's going to happen. It's the only way that they can have ultimate control. But if you have gold and silver, guess what? You're set. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. Also, if you mention Stu Peters when you call Goldco, $10,000, up to $10,000 in free silver with a qualified account. Call them today, 855-706-GOLD. More of the Stu Peters Show continues right now.
And welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. I'm Paul Harrell, filling in for Stu. So we're continuing our coverage tonight of the unprecedented criminal indictment of President Trump. To be clear, we mean that Alvin Bragg is the criminal, not Trump. He's at the cutting edge of the deep state's new favorite tactic, using the legal system to investigate, charge, and imprison all of their political enemies. None of this will ever be applied remotely fairly. The Clinton Foundation got over $60 million in contributions the year Hillary Clinton ran for president. By 2021, though, donations had fallen more than 75%. It was one of the most flagrant pay-to-play operations ever. Never investigated, never will be. We have the Hunter Biden laptop exposing years and years of drug abuse, whoremongering, and of course, treasonous corruption by the son of the president. Never charged, never will be. We have Ashley Biden's personal diary in which she says she had inappropriate showers with her father as a young girl. But Joe Biden will never be charged for any of this. The system is a total sham. John Guandolo is the founder and president of Understanding the Threat. It's an organization dedicated to teaching civilians how to identify and dismantle terrorist and communist networks in their local communities. He joins us now. John, welcome to the Stu Peters Show.
Thank you very much, Paul. Appreciate the opportunity to share with you.
Absolutely. So first of all, what's your hot take on everything that's going on, weaponizing our criminal justice system against President Trump?
Well, I think it's pretty clear. If we go back to June 2021, Mr. Biden said publicly that white supremacy is a, quote, lethal threat to the United States. His attorney general, Merrick Garland, repeated that. They have associated the white supremacy movement, supposedly, with the MAGA movement, meaning people that support the Constitution, the rule of law, law and order, the ideals of the Declaration. And then Mr. Biden said in 2022 that the MAGA movement is the most dangerous political movement in American history. So when the chief executive says that, the attorney general is now following suit, and DHS and the FBI are doing what you would expect them to do, which is we now have exposed training materials that target people who fly the Betsy Ross flag, who fly Thomas Jefferson, who quote the Bill of Rights. They're going after Christian patriots as a matter of policy. So it shouldn't surprise us when Mr. Trump gets indicted on fabricated charges that don't even fall under the statutes for which this DA is responsible.
No, you're exactly right. And we were just talking to Roger Stone in the last segment, and he was saying that this is going to embolden other jurisdictions are going to do this. There's going to be more indictments, of the president. But, you know, the good news is we think that some of this stuff won't even materialize. It may not even get to a courtroom until after the 2024 presidential election. What are your thoughts on this? What are your thoughts? Is this the communist takeover of America?
Well, I have a few things that I think are really important. I think if we look at the fact of what you just said in your opening, the Department of Justice and the justice system is grossly corrupted. It's not working. The requirement of somebody who takes an oath of office is to abide by the oath to the Constitution, which means that oath also includes the principles which undergird the Constitution, the moral standard for a constitutional republic. So police, elected officials, judges are required to enforce and adjudicate and legislate just laws according to the founding principles. This is not that. So my thought is, Mr. Trump, as he has said, if he surrenders to them, he's legitimizing that these are just laws being enforced. This is a just indictment. And I think that the other side, the cabal of communist jihadis, their collaborators and financiers of the United States, they will do anything, and I want to emphasize anything, to keep him from being elected in 2024.
Yeah.
And I think it would be an unwise move to surrender himself. I mean, this is the deciding moment, I think, in this battle. And Mr.
Well,
Trump, should stand on what is right and what is just.
Yeah, according to the latest reports, they're going to arraign him on Tuesday of next week. So we'll see. I'm glad earlier in our conversation, John, you brought up white supremacy. You know, the Justice Department saying it's the biggest national security threat internally is white supremacy. In the meantime, you've got Christians being murdered by trans terrorists, not activists, but trans terrorists targeting Christians because the LGBTQ enclave, the Rainbow Brown Shirts, have taken so many losses at the local levels, local state legislatures, and this is a response to that. But in talking about South Carolina specifically. South Carolina is supposed to be a red state. It's clearly has some of the worst elements of the Republican Party in it, of any, quote, conservative state in the country. South Carolina gave us the likes of Lindsey Graham, Nikki Haley, Tim Scott. They give us more terrible Republicans in the future. I'm sure they will. But they immediately folded, if we can get a little institutional knowledge here. They immediately folded to the demands of Black Lives Matter in 2015 and in 2020. And now in South Carolina, their state house is approving a hate crime bill. John, can you tell us more about this?
Right. It's legislating free speech and stifling free speech. That's what they're doing. And this, you know, it's shocking to me with a governor who's a former lifelong prosecutor and with people that should know better. It makes you wonder, is this an intentional act by the state legislature to kill free speech? And you're right. You had legislators on both sides of the political aisle walking with, standing with members of Black Lives Matter. And as a reminder to your viewers, Black Lives Matter was created out of the largest Chinese communist organization in America. It was never a civil rights organization that went bad. It was always a Chinese communist organization. And that's what it is. And so to have people that claim to be the party of Abraham Lincoln defending it and supporting it, it's appalling. And this is just a continuation of that, as is these trans murders. This is part of a very well-coordinated communist movement. And that's what I do. That's what my organization does, is briefs and consults and trains citizens, police, and people at the national level to understand these issues in terms of the much broader strategic threat.
No, exactly. And again, your organization understanding the threat. And so I'm glad that we're talking to you right now. You know, hate crime legislation is literally policing your thoughts. You know, it's literally just going into it. You had hate in your heart at the time that you committed a crime. And so we're going to charge you more, and we're going to give you a more severe sentence than if you had committed this crime and what, you had love in your heart? I mean, it absolutely is ridiculous, and it goes to just really the whole sham of the justice system. And I don't know why Republicans keep doing this. They need to take a lesson from President Trump, who refuses to march to the beat the mainstream media wants him to. He rejects their phony presuppositions and says, no, I'm going to rise above it. But Republicans are obsessed with some utopia that's never going to happen, where the mainstream media is going to say Republicans are no longer racist. No, they're never going to say that, because they need us divided to, you know, make sure their Marxist revolution is complete. John Guandolo, I'll give you the last word, sir.
Well, I think you've just summed it up. Republicans in leadership positions, many of them, most of them, seem more interested in applause than doing their job and defending the American citizens they represent. And we believe at Understand the Threat that the real issue is at the local level. And that's why we train citizens how to identify these hostile networks at the local level and flush them out.
Where can they find more information about your organization, sir?
UnderstandingTheThreat.com. Our Into Action training program is for citizens. And we train you literally how to identify the individuals and organizations, how to flush them out and reestablish the founding principles, so we can finally do what the Republicans are supposed to do, which is put freedom back on the offensive where it belongs.
Thank you so much, John. We really appreciate you being on the Stu Peters Show tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, folks, many of you may be wondering where Stu has been half of this week. I mean, after all, you guys have had to put up with me guest hosting. I've had a blast, by the way, just so you know. Really want to thank the Stu Peters audience for being so kind toward me while I'm filling in for Stu. I know I'm not Stu Peters. Well, this past Wednesday, just for your information, this past Wednesday, Stu was in Naples, Florida, at an event with Karen Kingston, and the two of them were dropping truth bombs all over the place. The event was called Taking Back Our Sovereignty. Now, while there, Stu gave a fantastic speech. And when we come back from break, we will roll the highlights. The Stu Peters Show continues in just a moment.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
While everybody around you seems to be getting dumber and dumber by the day, easily distracted by the bought and paid for media that is compensated to distract them, looking at all of the shiny objects and UFOs and China spy balloons, you could be getting smarter. You could be doing better. You could be busting through those distractions and performing at your cognitive best. Go to Nootopia.com/Stu. Again, Nootopia.com/Stu. Nootropics brain supplements, 100% legal, totally natural, 100% safe, non-addictive. They actually make you smarter, process information better, be more driven, be more creative, be more focused. Nootopia.com/Stu. Again, Nootopia.com/Stu.
For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
One of Dr. Zelenko's last innovations was Z-Flu, and it's finally here. This flu season could be one of the worst in decades, and pharmacies are running out of ways to fight it. Instead of relying on them, arm yourself with Z-Flu. Z-Flu uses high-quality elderberry paired with vitamin C, D, and zinc to keep your immune system at its strongest. Trust the name that kept you safe during the plandemic and protect yourself this flu season. Buy Z-Flu today at ZStackProtocol.com.
And it is my honor to call forward one of God's generals, Stu Peters, ladies and gentlemen.
So I heard Mr. Kiley up here talking about censorship. Yeah, they would love to silence all of us. I have been number one target to silence for the longest time. Been threatened jail time, death, all of these other things, but that's what we're here to talk about. So this is like my birthday, right? And I'm supposed to be hanging out with my kids, was not going to come here. And God was like, oh, no, yeah, you need to get to Naples so the birthday can wait. Because you know why? If we let this continue, nobody's going to have any more birthdays. Okay, like we're actively being attacked with a weapon. We're being assaulted with a weapon. And so we need to be courageously supporting the people who are actually risking it all to present resolutions. Right? I don't hear this happening anywhere else in our country. I don't hear this coming out of California. I don't hear anything out of Idaho, North or South Dakota, North or South Carolina. I don't hear this coming out of Minnesota or Wisconsin. This is happening right here in Collier County, in Naples, in Florida. And so this is not a political issue either. I need to remind everybody of that because politics is fake. Our government is fake. It has been sold out to a corporate murderous crime syndicate. And that corporate murderous crime syndicate does not care if you, ma'am, or you, sir, or my kids, Nolan and Eli and Reagan, or your kids or your grandkids die a slow and painful death so long as they continue to be enriched and empowered. They are criminals. Now, there's been more than one sheriff's deputy, I'm not going to point them out, that have come up and introduced themselves to me here today. And you know what? Actually, do you guys mind if I just... Do you guys mind? I mean, like, I have kind of a brainstorm here, but do you mind if I veer off just a little bit?
Yes! Yes!
So I was a bounty hunter for 15 years, for crying out loud, okay? My job, what I was doing, was I was charged with the responsibility of tracking some of the most violent offenders who were wanted for crimes against persons involving gangs and guns and drugs and narcotics trafficking and rape and child molestation and murder. These are people that do not want to go to jail. These are people who will do anything that they can to stay from going to jail. They will lie, they will cheat, they will kill, they will steal, they will run, they will hide, all of these things. And we captured 98.9% of the thousands of fugitives that we were charged with the responsibility of going and apprehending.
Yes!
There is a stigma around bounty hunting. There's a stigma that in order to be a bounty hunter, you have to be like some greasy dirtball with long hair living in Hawaii, an open-chested shirt and long hair with, you know, like feathers. That is fake. That's as fake as everything NASA has ever told you. Actually, while bounty hunting, I realized that we are not an inherently evil people. There's a lot of evil people out there, but we are not an inherently evil people. Look at what happened just up the road in Fort Myers Beach not too long ago. I flew over that coming in. I could not believe how cleaned up it is. I mean, it was complete devastation. Yeah, there's a lot of rebuilding to do there. And unfortunately, a lot of dirty and paid-off big pharma-funded corporations are probably going to roll in there and trash what we knew as the beautiful and nostalgic Fort Myers Beach. But what I was so impressed with was we as people, no matter what, always fix things for one another. We do that because we are made in the image and in the likeness of our Creator, God Almighty. Jesus Christ intentionally put himself on a cross. Let that sink in. Defeated death itself so that we could be here to do God's work and to fight these demons that are manifesting in the streets and in these corporations and in this fake government right before our eyes every day. We have to fight them and bring the fight to them. What I wanted to tell you about bounty hunting and the reason why I brought that whole thing up was because I realized about 2 years ago when I gave the Stu Peters Show, whatever that was going to be, to God and said, just do whatever you want to do with this. At the time, I was on Facebook complaining to an audience of 7 people every day. And my mom was one of them. You really need to watch your mouth, you know that? And I said, this is yours. Do with it what you will. It is your will. I will faithfully and loyally be obedient and a servant to you no matter what you ask me to do. And holy smokes. I mean, supernaturally. Guys, we talk to 5-something million people every day across all of the different broadcast networks that we are on. No one man can do that. And any one man who would take credit for that and not look behind him and up and see where that was coming from would be derelict in his duties, because the influence and the power of the tongue of this mouth right here and this network is a tremendous humbling responsibility that I am willing to bear as long as you all are willing to fight with me. The US dollar, petrodollar, is about to collapse. We are on the brink of World War III over a senseless fake war. These people know where all of the bodies are buried in that corrupt country of Ukraine, 5,000 miles away, where the global pedophilia cabal runs rampant, and where our Pentagon is currently operating taxpayer-funded, CIA-operated bioweapons labs. that from where I sit appears to be the strategic targets of Vladimir Putin. And there's a lot of propaganda out here. There's a lot. Is Vladimir Putin an evil dictator? I don't know. He very well could be. But from where we sit, it appears that he could be one of the only men standing between what's left of this free world and whatever this one world government is that is trying to be imposed on this world. And the United States has to fall for them to do that, which means that 450 million gun owners, or guns, rather, in this country, registered ones, which tells me that there's probably about a billion guns here in the hands of really good people. And every single day and every single month, we continue to smash records for gun purchases in this country. Do you think there might be a reason why that is? Don't you ever, ever, ever give up your guns. Ever. A Trump indictment? Really? We know what this is. I said 2 years ago, they will inevitably indict this man and they will perp walk him in order to kick off a kinetic confrontation between me and you, and you, and you. This is called unrestricted warfare. What that means is we don't know where the battlefield is and where the battlefield is not, and we can't identify who the enemy is. We only have one enemy. That is Satan. We are sending him and his lies directly back to hell. We're going to stop speaking lies. And that brings me to this point. We have to start using the words of the truth. The truth here is this. There is no vaccine. There is a weapon being used by psychopaths for a profit and for control and for depopulation to launch an assault on every single one of you and me and my kids, Nolan and Eli and Reagan and all of your kids, which brings me to the slow and painful death that they do not care about us going through so long as it enriches and empowers them. So we are currently under attack. So there is a group of people here in Collier County that is doing something about it. And although a resolution is not binding, nobody else is doing this. And so now we need to move to enforcement actions. That enforcement starts with supporting the group of people that is bravely doing this in this county right here. Because enforcement will include Nuremberg 2.0. That will happen. But this has to stop now. Criminals don't stop doing crimes. God works miracles and changes people's lives. I'm a firsthand account of that. I can give you personal testimony of how drastically God has worked miracles in my life and changed the way that I operate and changed the way that I walk and changed my relationship with Jesus Christ. It has changed how I've interacted with people. I'm a sinner and I'm imperfect, just like every single one of you brothers and sisters that I have out there. There's no question about it. Thankfully, he's a forgiving God, as my sister reminded me last night. But criminals don't just wake up one day and say, I think today I'm going to stop doing crime. I think as a murderer today, I'm going to stop doing murders. I'm going to just stop killing people. No, so what do? We elect sheriffs. And then sheriffs are charged with the responsibility of having an administration that hires deputies. And then those deputies are charged with the responsibility of protecting the public and going out and actively stopping crime, seeking out the criminals that do the crime, arresting those criminals, putting them in jail, or executing them. That is how you stop crime. And anybody who tells you something different is a liar. The way that you stop crime is you go out and you stop it. We saw a horrible tragedy on Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. by a mentally ill and deranged person who took three lives of innocent young children. That is one of the most heartbreaking stories that I've heard, and three innocent adults. And it would have been a whole lot more had she been given the opportunity to do so. We wake up on Tuesday, or later in the day as we're going through Monday, and we're hearing about this unfolding in Nashville, Tennessee. And so all of us, Jesus-believing, Bible-believing, followers, believers in Christ, begin to do what? We begin to pray for those victims, for their families, for their loved ones, for the community of Nashville, Tennessee, for our country. We're currently watching millions of people die, potentially every single day, and that includes young and innocent children. Those lawmen in Nashville, Tennessee, with a 14-minute response time, went there and they stopped it when they, as soon as they could, bravely went in there and stopped that attack, right? That's what cops do. That's what good and brave men do. They go and they stop attacks from happening. If a cop or any good person is in here right now, I bet that guy, and I bet you over there, if you saw somebody pull out a knife and come at me right now, you'd help me out. I pray that you would. I'd get to whooping on somebody if they came at me with a knife, I can tell you that. Good luck. That's what good men do. They stop attacks from happening. A sheriff will look at somebody in a parking ramp that looks suspicious and they will jump out on them and they will say, hey, this looks suspicious. If a woman is being sexually assaulted in a parking ramp, the cops will go there and stop that attack. If somebody's being assaulted with a weapon back there in the bar right now, the cops will stop that. That's what their job is. That's why a sheriff runs for the position. That's why a deputy swears to the Constitution and swears before all of you that they will stop that attack. We are currently under attack with a weapon, and we have to stop lying to ourselves and using the enemy's words and step up and stop that attack right now. So courage can be tough. Bravery can be tough. Uncomfortable conversations are hard to have. Oh, I love that shirt. Wow, awesome. That's old school right there. That's incredible. Conversations that are difficult and uncomfortable to have to begin being had, because this is a matter of life and death. We do not have a lot of time. I could have written some speech with applause lines in it and come down here and sold t-shirts in the back and told you to go buy them and how we were going to make America great again, or had some stupid arena filled with a bunch of people and cool big jumbotrons. No, that's not what this is about. We don't have time to pussyfoot around with our mouths and our language anymore. We have to have these uncomfortable conversations. We have to hold people accountable. We have to support the brave men and women that are willing to step up in our communities and do something about this. If one county is going to criminalize the use of this weapon, which should have been done years ago, but we're there now and we have to see it through now. We don't have time. So this is where the remedy comes in, and the remedy has to be all of you. The remedy has to be right now. The remedy has to be action right now. And that means that every single one of you has to have the uncomfortable conversations every single day with your Uber driver, or the lunch lady that helps your kids at school, or the lady that wears a mask in the supermarket. They are victims. They are victims, and they need to be told that they're victims. And you cannot be afraid to have these conversations with these people. Do not allow your loved ones to get these shots anymore. Put your foot down and tell them no. Tell them that you will, I don't know, drag them out of there if you have to. These doctors need to be confronted. You have information that apparently these doctors are either too scared and cowardly to admit that they have, or they are too willfully ignorant to acknowledge the information. They won't even look at it. It is up to you to call them down on the carpet. You have to call them out. You have to hold them accountable. It's not public shaming. That's not what it is. We cannot be afraid. There are kids dying out here. There are kids dying right now. There are kids at the pharmacy up the street with their parents right now rolling up their sleeve and getting injected with a weapon of mass destruction right now. Why are we tolerating this? You see it happening? Call the cops. Tell them that you have the evidence that a weapon is being used in an assault. If you've been injured by one of these things, don't hide. Go and report your injury to the cops. You've been assaulted with a weapon. That's attempted murder. Make your law enforcement agency open an investigation, see it through, and report to you their findings. And don't take, oh, this was an unfounded report, as an answer. No, it was not. You were injured by a weapon. This is not conspiracy theory. It's in their own words. Pfizer's words, Moderna's words, it's written on the patent. It didn't take me long to learn big words like pegylated lipid nanoparticle. That's a weapon. That's being deployed on humanity right now. And by the way, for all of you who have been remained pure blood and uninjected, give yourselves a round of applause. Yeah, let's celebrate for a minute, because I got news for you too. Let's celebrate that, because you know what? We have been among the most persecuted people in our times. We have been coerced, we have been badgered, we have been threatened, we have been fired from our jobs, we have lost everything, we have been shamed, we have been called names, we have had news articles printed about us. We have been arrested. In Austria, they were kicking down doors and forcefully injecting children with this weapon. We have been through hell and back to remain pure bloods. Not one of us that didn't get it regrets it. I literally begged people, please don't take it. My dad is all boosted up. Stu Peter's dad. This is what I do for a living. My dad believed Fox News, my dad believed Donald Trump, and went and got boosted, and has never been the same since. That dad, who now has promised me he won't take another one since Died Suddenly came out, making White Clots very famous, called me this morning. I'm at the airport waiting for the plane. He owns a dog kennel facility in a small town in Wisconsin. He's got a woman that works for him called Sandy. Sandy is 46 years old and is super healthy and active. Sandy has 3 months to live because she has developed a super cancer because she's all boosted up. This is happening to real people in real life. There's not one person that you know that doesn't know somebody that has fallen ill suddenly, developed a super cancer, stroked out, or died suddenly. People at the peak of their physical condition. The most medically scrutinized people on the planet, pilots, are dropping dead in the cockpit with millions of passengers flying around at 40,000 feet all over the country and the world every single day. These people are dropping dead. Damar Hamlin died suddenly on the football field in front of 10 million people on live television, and the whole world wants to ignore it and gaslight you and tell you that you're nuts if you correlate that to a weapon of mass destruction that has been deployed on humanity. You're not nuts. But here's the bad news. Those of us who've been through hell and back to remain pure blood and go, haha, we didn't do it. Guess what? Yeah, you did. Because everybody else who did, as you know, is shedding, which is proven, and it's in the documentation from Pfizer, and it is a real thing. Dr. Anna Mahalcha is studying the blood of unvaccinated people who now, weirdly, strangely, for the first time ever, have something called nanotechnology in their blood. So if anybody thinks that we're just going to coast through this thing because we've remained uninjected and that we should just stand by and, you know, be amongst the 1 billion people that are left here on planet Earth when they're all said and done with their elimination of 7.5 billion people, because that's the plan. They told you that was the plan. Does anybody have any reason to believe that they're not telling us the truth when they tell us that they want to kill us all? I don't have any evidence to the contrary. I have to take them at their word. I have to believe Bill Gates when he stands in front of the world and says, we can eliminate people through vaccines. We can depopulate the planet through vaccines. I have to believe Noah Harari, whatever his name is, that demon manifested. I have to believe him when he says that we are going to control people through algorithms and take away people's individual autonomy and their ability to reason and think for themselves. I have to believe Elon Musk when he says that Neuralink is going to put a chip in your brain to control your memories and your thoughts and your dreams and your behavior and your actions. We have to believe them. And they are not going to stop until they are stopped. They're not going to stop until they are stopped. And I will not take my last breath until they are stopped. And I will lead for as long as I can, so long as people will follow. And if everybody stops following, I'll be on an island by myself with this sword, face to face with Satan himself, and we will be victorious. But that's not happening. I will never be alone. Because right now, something miraculous is happening. Everybody acknowledges that we're living in extraordinary times. Wars and rumors of wars, mass deception, you know, all of the things that God promised us would happen. God is not the author of confusion, which is why right now, in addition to extraordinary negative things happening, the most beautiful thing ever is happening. More people right now are coming to find Jesus Christ than ever before in history. More people now are waking up and realizing it is not a man on a white horse that's going to ride back into Washington, D.C. and save America or this country. More people are realizing, no, there's no plan to trust. The military is not in control. As a matter of fact, to the contrary, it's filled with injected trannies. The only plan to trust is the plan of God, because God is the truth. God tells us to pick up the sword and fight. He commands us to pick up the sword and fight. I will be obedient. Will you? I just want to say God bless these commissioners. I want to say God bless any sheriff's deputy or any lawman that might be here right now who says, you know what, he's right. And so I'm going to open an investigation into what's going on in my county. When a victim comes forward, I'm going to take that case and I'm going to go and issue a warrant for the arrest of the people responsible for deploying this bioweapon. And we're going to make it a UFAP warrant, an unlawful flight to avoid prosecution. Cops know what that means. A UFAP warrant means that there are no extradition limits. And we are going to bring these people before the court, and we're going to charge them with a crime, because the court of public opinion is going to be behind your county leaders. Because you are the court of public opinion. You have the strongest voice, the only voice that matters. Be ungovernable. Your government should fear you. That is real. You have the power. And as Karen Kingston rightfully pointed out, the government doesn't give you those rights. The Constitution doesn't give you those rights. The Bill of Rights doesn't give you those rights. The Declaration of Independence doesn't give you those. No, God gives you those rights. Stop tolerating. Apathy and complacency has put us here. Passive Christianity has gotten us to where we are right now. You might have a mom or a grandma, or even if you were fortunate enough to meet your great-grandparents, your great-grandma certainly told you this. If you have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all. We live in different times. We live in times where that has put people unnecessarily in the grave as murder victims. If you don't have something nice to say, it's about time you say that thing. Who are you to judge? That's God's job. You shouldn't judge. I'm calling big BS on that one, because I'm going to judge the fruit of a tree all day long. And if I see a bad tree with bad fruit, I'm going to point it out to all of you so that you know where the bad tree is. Bad trees don't produce good fruit. We have to start calling that out. We have to start calling it out right now. And I want to leave you with this, because I know that I'm yelling and it's getting to be to the point where I'm rambling, and I could stand here for 6 hours and do this. And it's ladies' night, my mom said. Whatever that means. Oh. God is here right now. I love you. God is here right now. Jesus Christ is touching every single person in here right now. This is a movement that cannot be stopped. And by the grace of God, it's going to start picking up steam, because we don't have the time. I pray in the name of Jesus that every single person in this room, everybody who can hear this voice, will go now with remedy back into their communities, will start having the uncomfortable conversations, will start asking their pharmacist to stop injecting weapons, will start calling the cops and reporting it every single time that they see it, will know that they stand on the rock of truth and that they cannot be defeated. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Not some bioweapon injection, not the demons manifesting in the street, not the evil-doing criminals that are responsible for deploying a weapon for profit and for power and for control and for personal gain, not the corporate tyrannical pedophiles that run this government, not the lobbyists in Washington, D.C., not the fake government. No weapon formed against this movement will prosper. It will fall like an innate substance to the ground and be vacuumed up like it never existed. Please, God, give every person in this room who can hear my voice the strength. Please put a hedge of protection around every person in this room. Do not allow them to fear any man, any word, any action that may try to inhibit or dissuade or throw them off the kilter of the movement of action and enforcement. We have to be the enforcement arm for your army. God, allow your army to continue to grow. Allow God, your army, to continue to grow in Jesus' name. Please send these people, your servants, back into their communities with your sword. Hand them the sword. Give them their task. They will be obedient in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Alfie, for having me. What a hero this man has been. What a brave soul. From the very beginning, he said, hey, I can't ask them if they have a medical condition that prohibits them from wearing those masks. I can't ask them, so I can't make them wear a mask. We know how much bravery that took now looking back, having no idea what they had in store for us. They're not going to stop until they are stopped. And it is going to be God's army, this army right here, us, right here on the front lines, that will stop them. In Jesus' name, seal that in the blood of the Lamb. God bless Elfie. God bless these county commissioners. Please pray for the sheriff of Collier County. Pray for the commissioners of Lee County who have passed a similar resolution. Pray for the sheriff of Lee County. We need real lawmen to step up and put a stop to this. There are people being assaulted with weapons in their communities. Right now, all of us are being assaulted, and they need to take action. And if they won't step up and take action, if they won't step up, maybe they should step out. Amen. But we need to hold these people to account. Amen. So pray for them to have the courage and the bravery to do that. Call them. Tell them that you support them. Tell them that you're behind them. Tell them to be brave. God bless every single one of you, and God bless America. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Everyone, please.
The boosters are killing millions. A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge. And gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America!
Temple, that's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Did you know that over 50 million adults right here in the United States suffer with sleep issues every day? If that's you, you're not alone. Sleep is the cornerstone for better health. Plus, people can't properly combat stress and anxiety. These numbers are directly correlated to this one. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which helps you to combat stress and get better sleep. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium all in one pill. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. TrustFilterSuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biological inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. FilterSuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
Try CBD from Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L. Curable.com is my CBD company. There's all kinds of things that you can treat with CBD. Just go to the internet, the web of things, and take a look around. I'm telling you, migraine headaches and allergies, ADHD and Parkinson's, joint pain and muscle pain, ligament pain, all of these things, try CBD, plus anxiety and stress. If you're dealing with those things, try the tinctures from Curable.com. You'll get 20% off site-wide. If you use the promo code STU at Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L.com, 20% off using promo code STU at Curable.com.